with Alan and Robin Ellis.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey! I can't help it. I got the boogie. I went home with a waitress, the way I always do.
Hey, Guns and Money. Quite a little beat there to wake you up this morning from Hank Jr. Lawyers, Guns and Money. Sounds like the General Assembly to me. How about you guys? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Chuck in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm like Glenn. I'm happy to be looking down at the grass.
Yeah,
Hank Williams Jr. at Brentman. Years ago, I saw him up at the Meriwether Post, and what a great show that was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was with the same woman that drug me up back up to the Meriwether Post to see Alanis Moore upset. Remember her?
Who? Oh, well, Alanis, yes. Never mind.
Yeah.
You know the most disappointing concert I've ever seen?
What was that?
Kris Kristofferson.
Why was that so disappointing?
All he sung about was Daniel Ortega and, you know, all this left-wing stuff. It was just very disappointing. There were none of his classics. It was just, it was a weird deal, you know.
Yeah, but a very talented.
Oh, very talented guy, no question. Just so disappointed not to hear, Dropkick Me Jesus and, all those classics. It was just, I don't know, he was on some kind of political rant that night of some kind, so.
Well, the reason for calling in was to give you a compliment on the last, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months of shows that you put together.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't called in. I just sit back and relax and listen and tell you that I really enjoyed it, and I think you're doing a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed last week's conversation.
With Tom?
Yes.
With Tom Malachewski? Yeah.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So if I may be permitted to just kind of comment a little bit on and maybe share a little bit of my experience, because I do have just a little bit of turkey experience. He clearly knows what he's talking about, and he's got a lot of time to travel around, and he mentioned about the Chesapeake Forest lands down there on the shore.
Yep.
I've been fortunate to spend a considerable amount of time up in that Savage River State Forest area.
Oh, yeah.
And there's quite a few birds up there. Most of us, we don't have all that time that he has to be able to travel. We've got that one farm that we turkey hunt, and it's hit or miss. It would not be unusual for me to hunt on a Friday and hear 6-7 toms sound off in the morning.
Right.
Go back down on Saturday. And not a turkey to be
and quiet, yeah. Yeah.
Or either they would gobble, on a tree and then shut up. But they're all different. And then one of the things that you guys talked a little bit about was the calls.
Yeah.
And how you like to use a slate call. And if you go to the big box store up the street, there's such a wide variety of slate calls and diaphragm calls and
Yeah.
You know. And then the point I'm trying to make here is we all have our own choices to make when it comes to those calls. But from my experience, these turkeys are individuals. They all have different tones,
they
and
do.
Pitches, and volumes. So what might sound good to you might not necessarily be the best thing to use.
I understand.
There's such a variety in there. In fact, let me tell you, there have been times, and I've called in a lot of hens, where I've called and I've heard a hen open up, and I'd swear it was another hunter who had a something in his mouth, a diaphragm or whatever, and was making the worst sound with that thing.
Yeah.
And then I'd call again, and I can't be a turkey. And lo and behold, here she comes.
Yep.
But, you know, they're all different, and they have their own different tones.
Yep.
When I first started out with this, back in that turkey vest, there were two box calls. There was a slate call. There might have been a dozen diaphragms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like your tackle box.
Yeah.
I suspect that there is tackle in that tackle box of yours. There are some lures in there that you probably maybe used once.
Yep.
There even may be stuff in there that are still in the package. It's been my experience. I don't need all that now. That owl hooter.
Yep.
That crow call, that gobble call, no. Things happen. Most of the time, it's been my experience, if you can make that call you have yelp, that's all you need. That cluck, the purr, all that other stuff, that's great if you can do that. But if you get on a hot bird, oh.
Yeah. Well, that's the key, though. You know, look, I hunt with a fellow up in Western Maryland, and I've been hunting with him and killed. I'm not a nutso turkey hunter. I mean, I used to love to turkey hunt. I had some good teachers. You know, I had Mark Hoke and Tracy Groves, and you know those guys. And we'd go, and they'd call, and I've been blessed to be presented with some nice calls and things like that. And you know, but like I said about that slate call, that's the one I'm confident in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I can put a diaphragm call in my mouth and make it sound kind of like a turkey. But what I've had, like you said, you have a hot gobbler. All you need to do is keep his attention coming your direction. Make him think that hen is still where you're sitting. And I've seen Bobby get up and walk 40, 50 yards from the stand where we're sitting and call. Because he's a little more elevated, and he'll be 40 yards out in front, and another, you know, 30 feet in elevation. He'll call from the middle of a ridge. He'll call, and that sound will project where he knows the turkeys, where the gobbles have come from.
Yeah.
He'll call back to our location. Okay, I mean he'll do a loud box call up there, and then he'll tone it down as he comes back to us, making the gobbler think that hen has moved back to where we're sitting. And, you know, you want to, the thing that he told me is you want to make that turkey come to where you're calling from. So he calls up here to get their attention, walks 40 yards back to the stand, and then does the light clucks and yelps from where our location is to make that, give that bird an impression that hen has walked down over the ridge to our stand. I mean, the man is just nothing but impressive.
Yeah.
Nothing but impressive.
And that's a good point he's making, because you got to understand this. When you call, that turkey hears you. He knows exactly where you are.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I try to tell people all the time, it's my opinion, it's more important sometimes not for you to call, but for you not to call.
Yeah.
That turkey knows where you're at, and you don't need to, I mean, it sounds great.
Oh, sure.
I love to hear them gobble, and that's what people get caught up in.
Yeah.
You want to hear that bird, the excitement, the more he gobbles, no.
I've learned a ton from this guy. You know, he'll say, okay, this bird's coming, okay, but he's still, you know, too far away to see us. I'm going to walk down here 20 yards, and I'm going to bring him right down there 20 yards from our gun. Okay? And he'll walk down there, and he'll call, and then shut up and get back in the blind.
Yep.
To bring that turkey to where the last call came from, rather than to have him looking at us in the blind. He's looking down the ridge to see where that hen is. Totally blindsided.
Yep.
Love it. So, yep. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the tips, and we got to move along.
Okay.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Easter to you as well. All right. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, they've got some turkey stuff in there. They sure do, but they're ready more so for fishing season. And stopped by the other day and talked to Mike and rods and reels, you know, looked at a few rods and reels, bought some very, very small circle hooks. They've got the smallest ones that I've seen anywhere. You know, if you want to use live minnows for this time of year, you certainly can in the tidal rivers, and they've got the small circle hooks. They've also got, you know, licenses, and they've got live bait, and they've got live minnows, including those big black salties if you want to use those for snakeheads or you know, if you like fishing for, you know, big pike or pickerel or something like that. Big predators like those big baits, or even freshwater striped bass out there in the reservoirs and Piney Run. They've got them. They've got all the terminal tackle. They've got the rods and the reels and lures and licenses, and I mentioned all that stuff. We talked about crabbing supplies. I talked to Mr. Clyde the other day. He called me yesterday, gave me the changes for the upcoming Maryland Loves Crabs ad, and so we're just very, very humbled and honored to have Clyde Sports Shop and all of our sponsors, and I'll tell you more about some of them here as we go through the day. But make sure you stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has been around since 1957, and they're open 7 days a week. Well, I'd like to tell you about Spurry's Tire Service right here in town. Yep. Spurry's located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's like a parallel to Route 50, but it's got a lot of traffic on it. It's got a lot of access to, you know, a lot of different grocery stores and big box and the bank and all that stuff is on Elliott Road. It's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Our daughter was in there getting tires the other day. Yep, so, you know, Spurry's is a part of our family. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine for in your backyard or your barnyard. You see all that farm equipment out running around the roads and in the fields these days, and the sprayers and all that stuff. Look at the tires and just imagine having to replace that tire. Well, that's what Spurry's does and does very well. If you own a garden tractor, farm tractor, any farm machinery, they've got it all. If you own a trailer of any kind or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair on the spot and full service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service is available, and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our family, satisfied and safe for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384. No appointment needed for tires for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec Liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec Liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec Liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your...
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look sad. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mouse of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad, and you got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang. Oh. You suck a little poke salad.
A little poke salad, and yeah, okay. Oh, Elvis here. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, spoke with Hunters of Maryland yesterday, and I just got an email from my buddy Joe, okay? And I'm going to pass this on to Hunters of Maryland, but here's kind of where they are on this 11% excise tax on the sale of firearms, accessories, and so forth. The bill has passed the Senate, according to Hunters in Maryland. Opinion, okay? And will likely pass in the House. Why? Because the House wants to plug the budgetary structural gap, projected at $1 billion-plus for the next fiscal year, with new tax revenues, whereas the Senate has been reluctant to pass tax increases absent this one. Anyway, the bill has landed in the House, where the mood for tax increase, any tax increase, will likely pass the Democrat-dominated House and Senate, for that matter. Now, there's a fiscal note that goes with that. If you'd like to see the fiscal impact of this. I'll be glad to send that to you. Those of you who aren't interested, of course, is, you know, that I understand it. But I'll be more than glad to send you this link if you'd like to see it. Now, that is the opinion of the Hunters of Maryland. Now, I just got this email from our buddy Joe. It said, I spoke with Brian Simonair on Wednesday, and he told me that HB 935 had not yet come up for a vote in the Maryland House. If the session ends before that time, it will be delayed until next session. Don't count on it being delayed, Joe. If you've ever heard the, how do I want to say it, lightning round of voting, if you've ever listened to a recording of that while they're voting on sine die, you will be amazed at how much gets through. Absolutely amazed. It has already passed the Maryland Senate. He told me that the money generated by this tax will go to improve Maryland shock trauma. So, you know. Yeah, exactly. Joe's editorial comment. So us law-abiding gun owners have to foot the bill, patch up the illegal gun owners. Correct. So I'll send this on to Hunters of Maryland, Joe. Appreciate your comments and your chat with your Brian. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. But be advised that we have a budget shortfall here in Maryland, and that tax-happy majority is indeed tax-happy, and here's a way to generate a couple million dollars, $10-11 million. So just put that out there. So let's talk to, we'll get into more of the General Assembly next hour. Let's talk to Brian in Glen Burnie. Morning, Brian. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm all right. How about you? Yeah.
Alan, you always like a good story. I tried to call last weekend, but I got cut off because you were the last hour.
Right.
It's just kind of weird. It's kind of scary, if you ask me.
What's that?
Two Fridays ago, went over to, I don't know if you're familiar with Johnson's Pond.
Yeah.
Went over to Johnson's Pond doing a little crappie fishing.
Yep.
Fished in there for a couple of hours. Couldn't keep the pike off the hook, so we decided to leave. We go over to Leonard's Mill.
Yep.
Go to Leonard's Mill, go to put the boat in, look across the spillway there. There's a game warden sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Here he comes. Get the boat in order. He comes over. I'm 60 years old. I've never had a bad experience with game warden. Matter of fact, they're pretty informative when you're fishing. They'll tell you where the fish are.
Oh, yeah, no question.
This guy comes over. He's like an FBI. He's got his hand on his gun. Got the boat at the pier. He starts to check me out. Now, I'm in a pond in a John boat. He wants my flares, my fire extinguisher, my whistle, my throw cushion. And then he looks at our minnow bucket. And he looks in our eye and sees we have about a dozen crab. He says, you know, if you're using them minnows there, boys, you got to have a circle hook. I said, well, we're bass fishing. I just blew him off. Then he looks at my boat, and he says, well, I see you have your fishing license because you have your sticker on your boat. Now, it just kind of struck me funny because that sticker is only good for tidal water.
Right.
And you can't use a circle hook. You can use
Wait a minute. Is Johnson's Mill tidal?
Johnson's and Leonard's Mill are non-tidal.
So why is he worried about circle hooks for minnows?
And why is he worried about the sticker on my boat? And why is he worried about a throw cushion with a rope on it?
Exactly.
Because if this circle hook deal is up to the DNR agent discretion,
yeah.
this guy didn't even know the rules.
Young guy? New graduate?
Very young. About 27.
New graduate. All right.
He was a very nice guy.
Did you get a name?
No, I just called him Ranger Rick. But
well, here's what you need to do, and I understand with the approach and everything else that you would automatically throw up defenses, but I think you might try and next trip, if that happens, or if it happens to anybody else out there, try and engage. Just say, look, I've never seen you here before. Are you? Have you been with MRP for a long time? And they'll say, no, I just graduated, or I've been around for a year, I've been around for 2 years, or whatever. Say, oh, that's pretty good. And how's the first year going on your own, or something like that? Because these guys eventually have to get to know that not everybody's going to be a lawbreaker. That 99. Well, maybe for fishermen, we'll make that 96% aren't out to knowingly break any laws, okay? And, it's going to be, and it might have been your opportunity to educate the NRP officer and just say, officer, the circle hooks are only required in, tidal waters. We're in non-tidal water here, so we can use any hook we want to fish our minnows. And yeah, we're fishing minnows for crappies, and we're not breaking the law. And as far as your comment on our sticker, again, we're in non-tidal waters here. And again, on your comment on our, we're in non-tidal waters. We're not getting smart with you, sir, but we do know the laws and we do abide by the laws. It just depends on where we're fishing. If we're fishing in a non-tidal area, we're not going to be in this John boat. We're going to be in another boat that has all that equipment. It might be your opportunity to engage and inform in a casual way. Give the guy something to think about. That's all.
Is that I've never. He was nice. He was pleasantly spoken, but it just struck me for years and years of dealing with game wardens.
Yeah.
And they've always been polite and all. And
yeah.
I thought it was funny that you're in such a small body of water, fresh
yeah.
water, and the way he basically tore my boat apart.
Well, I can tell you, NRP listens to this show, and if you had a name, I'd have asked you off the air for the name, and NRP would have been informed. I mean, I'm not a narc or anything like that, but if somebody's over the top, somebody's over the top. Somebody just needs a little additional training, that's all.
Yeah. I also kind of thought it was funny when I pulled my registration out to show him the boat, and he was asking me all these questions. I pulled out the yellow piece of paper from not even 6 months ago,
right,
of the Coast Guard inspection.
Right.
And I handed it to him, and he goes, we're not affiliated with them. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Here's all my stuff.
Okay. Again, training at the academy is different than training in real life.
That's true. Yeah, I agree with you.
Keep that in mind. So I'm just trying to help everybody out there that's listening. I mean, he's a human. He's young. He's probably nervous. He doesn't know who he's approaching. He doesn't know what your attitude's going to be. He doesn't know what your demeanor's going to be. You were very compliant. He was very nice. But he's very young.
Yep. Yep.
I've had experiences with a few of these guys in the field, and some of them have been great to deal with. And some of them have just been horrific, with an attitude. And these are some of the older guys. And it's like, we're just out here enjoying the day. We're not out here to, break any laws. We're just trying to shoot a couple geese, or whatever it is. All right. Hey, thank you for that call. Here's the music. All right. Talk to you later. Thank you. Happy Easter. All right. Well, there's the music for the end of the first hour, and if you have to leave us, we understand. If you have to, you have to, but we say this, get out, stay safe. Look, it's Easter weekend. Remember, this is the most important holiday for those who are believers in Christ. It's the resurrection of our Lord. So just think about that for a minute, and if you do, thank God for His creation. And thank Him for His impact on our lives. And say a little prayer for our country while you're at it. Give your family a hug. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you after the news.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans continue in their efforts to impeach the president over shady business deals.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has sent the president an invitation to answer questions directly. Comer alleged there's a, quote, yawning gap between the president's public denials of any wrongdoing and evidence assembled by his committee. Comer's been alleging an influence-peddling scheme based on some phone calls and dinner meetings between Joe Biden before he was president and his son Hunter and Hunter Biden's business associates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul asked to leave the wake of an NYPD officer killed in the line of duty. City Council members reported having received a letter from the Policemen's Benevolent Association to not arrive at the services because of bail reform laws that allowed one of the men implicated in the shooting to walk on a gun charge. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table.
Friday's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with the militant group that would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Several rounds of negotiations have faltered, though. Netanyahu says he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join talks in Gaza and Egypt over the coming days. I'm Charles Delevesma.
It will be a massive effort involving huge cranes at the site of a collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing wreckage. One crane that can lift 1,000 tons is now on site. A second crane that can lift 400 should arrive today. A lawsuit alleges a Minnesota scholarship for young black students violates anti-discrimination laws. It's the George Floyd Memorial Scholarship at North Central University. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Thousands of marshmallows rain down at a suburban Detroit park for the annual Great Marshmallow Drop. Lisa Dreyer has more.
Oakland County Recreation Program Supervisor Melissa Nowacki says the kids scamper around to pick up the almost 15,000 marshmallows, but they don't eat them.
So the kids will be able to collect a marshmallow and go and turn it in for a prize bag?
The event has several different age groups, but also includes a heat for those with disabilities. Mom, Robin Kinney, says it's a great event.
Being a special needs mom, I love seeing events like these that are catered towards him so he doesn't feel excluded.
The prize bag contains candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass to a water park.
Who has a marshmallow for me?
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More than 400,000 cars are being recalled by Kia. They say that certain Telluride SUV models could roll away while in park. More at townhall.com. Wild horse advocates in Nevada score a rare legal win.
A federal judge in Reno ruled Thursday U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan or conduct the necessary environmental review before 31 Mustangs died during the roundup of more than 2,000 animals in Nevada last summer. The judge ordered the Bureau of Land Management to complete a formal herd management plan for the Pancake Complex in eastern Nevada by next March. Horse advocates said the ruling sets a precedent that will help provide more protection for Mustangs roaming federal lands in the West going forward. Ron DeRockster reporting.
terror group Hamas supporters facing backlash after interrupting a Holocaust survivor at a Berkeley City Council meeting. During the Thursday meeting, the Hamas supporters yelled at council members and those who voiced support for Israel, cutting off 89-year-old Holocaust survivor Suzanne DeWitt, who was voicing support for a Holocaust Remembrance Day. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tracking some light showers here for Easter weekend, some this afternoon and again tomorrow afternoon. Temps pleasant in the 60s and 70s today and tomorrow. Heavier rains early April, early next week, Monday and Tuesday, with some one-inch rains advertised for Baltimore Tuesday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you really believe in fate? Are you trapped in this world and destined to win or lose regardless? Or is there something you can do to turn your life around? I'm Ronald Dart.
Teaching the Bible and its truth. Listen to Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart, Sunday morning at 5:30 a.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
History happened here for 100 years.
For exactly 31 minutes, you have been hearing the beginning of VE Day in Europe and in America. It began at exactly 9 o'clock. A statement by President Harry S. Truman in the White House that he'd been notified by General Eisenhower from his headquarters in Paris that the forces of Germany had surrendered to the Allied nation.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back again, anticipating your phone calls, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give me one second here. I'm going to try and get over here and close the door to the outside. The dogs have been out again. They're coming back in, and I just was lackadaisical and didn't shut the door before the show started. One second. Well, the dog just ran out again, so I guess we'll wait. We'll have to wait now. You'll have to wait, and I'll have to freeze. That's the way it is. 410 WCBM 680, welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Easter weekend, and we are just anticipating your call. So we spoke to, and Joe emailed me back and said he'll speak to his Simon Air again to see what's going on with it, but the House is expected to pass the HB 935. The Senate has already passed it, but, you know, different politicians tell different constituents different things. Imagine that. So let's see what else we've got on the docket here for the General Assembly. Sunday waterfowl hunting, dead in the water, didn't make it out of committee. It's opposed by too many people, very controversial because the hunters on the shore, including the guides, strongly believe the resource, the AP Canada geese, can't take the added pressure. Right or wrong, it's the way they feel. The optics of the hunting community fighting one another in the halls of Annapolis is a bad thing. And this is a bill that's not really driven by any interest here by anybody in the state, more so outside influences, the alphabet groups revolving around waterfowl, the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, National Shooting Sports Foundation. You see, there's this thing out there called the Sunday Hunting Coalition or something like that that wants universal Sunday hunting in every state for every Sunday. And when it comes down to the here, let me give you an example of how bad this is here in Maryland. In Dorchester County, some of the Sundays that are open all day. Some of the alternative Sundays that have become open through legislation have only been allowed to be, you're only allowed to hunt till 10:30 in the morning. Then you're done for the day. No evening hunt on those Sundays. 10:30 a.m., done. Stupid, my opinion. I was actually in the meeting with the stakeholders group when I was executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we had reached a deal on Sunday hunting with everyone in the room, including the Maryland Horse Council. Okay? They came back and reneged on their deal, claimed they were not represented in the meeting correctly, although they said they were, and they came back and insisted that if there was going to be any increase in Sunday hunting, there was going to be a stopping time of 10:30. And then it went a couple of years, I guess, until we actually had an increase in Sunday hunting with the 10:30 restriction, which was, you know. Anyway, the repeal of the 10:30 a.m. Sunday hunting, deer hunting in Dorchester County, where you would have been able to hunt all day, did not make it. The influence of the Maryland's equine community, the Maryland Horse Council, that's me saying that. You know, the General Assembly, in lieu of, well, how do I want to say this? In capitulation to the horse community years ago, said that the definition of hunting repealed fox chasing, repealed an exemption from fox chasing from the definition of hunting, thus requiring, now what would happen if we would go back to the horse council and say, you know what, fox chasing and fox hunting are the same thing. So now every member of your 50-member fox hunt has to have a hunting license and a copy of written permission from every landowner whose land you intend to chase a fox across. Well, they'd flip out. They would absolutely flip out. And keep in mind, folks, there are powerful forces in Annapolis. There are powerful people in the House and in the Senate who believe that the Horse Council is right on everything they put forward and vote that way. So the hunters are just, you know, and here's the sad part. Maryland Horse Council deals with all aspects of the horse industry in Maryland. The racing, the dressage, and the trail riding, the shows and dressage, where, you know, you go to a horse show and you show your horse and it does the different steps and all that stuff. The horse race. The horse racing people don't care about Sunday hunting. The dressage people don't care about Sunday hunting. It's the arm of the Maryland Horse Council that supports trail riding, and that vocal group that pretty much runs the show that is never been in favor of Sunday hunting or any, and they fight every effort to increase Sunday hunting, especially for deer hunting in every county. Okay, so what would happen if we would repeal their exemption from fox hunting? You know, their exemption to that says, you know, what they do is not hunting, even though they chase a fox with the dogs to its eventual denning or death or escape. Okay. Run that poor animal just like you would run a rabbit with a pack of beagles, okay? And occasionally the dogs catch the fox and tear it to pieces, you know? And when the fox is caught, there's this big ceremony called blooding where they take the hide and the head and they cut everything, the tail and the paws, and cut everything off, and they blood the members whose dog brought the This bloody sport was stopped in Great Britain, because it is primitive, quite frankly. Well, what would happen What would happen if every member of every horse chasing, every person on horseback or with a dog would have to have a hunting license? What would happen? They increased their fur takers permit to, I believe, $50 now from what it used to be, $10. So, anyway, it's failed. You're going to have to stop at 10:30 again. The prohibition on the use of lead-based ammunition, very, very close. Very close. Very close. And it could still pass, but not looking like it. A mandated $300,000 liability coverage for owning a firearm. Not yet voted down, but it's a bad bill. Gun ownership in Maryland would require the carrier to have a $300 liability insurance protection coverage. That means if you're taking your 12-year-old out with his 300 legend for his first deer hunt, you're going to have to carry $300 worth of liability insurance just because you happen to own a firearm, just because he's carrying that firearm. It's a terrible bill. Terrible bill. Awful. Not voted down yet, but may not pass. We're not hearing that it's gonna. We're not hearing that it's not gonna. So we'll see. Anyway, if you'd like to comment on that, we'd love to hear from you. Let's talk to, pardon me, Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
How are you doing? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Got some...
What's that?
Critical things there. Thank you. Got some critical things there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going. Yeah, they sure are. There's no question. That's why we vote, buddy. That's why we have to vote. That's why you got to register to vote. That's why you got to vote in the primaries. That's got to know. That's because you have to know who the people you're electing, not just as president, but through your local offices, to your, you know, all politics is local. You got to know who your people that are running for city council and county council and county commissioner and you know, state delegate and state senator. You got to know who these people are, what they stand for. Go to their meetings. Go to their fundraisers. Ask the questions that you want to ask and see what they tell you. And then if they vote a different way or they introduce legislation that's contrary to what you want, vote them out. Like Willie Nelson says, vote them out, you know? But Maryland's primary is sometime late in May. There's still time to register to vote, and I don't want to hear any excuses about registering to vote.
I'm still registered to vote.
Yeah, well, not. I mean, people go, well, if I register to vote, I'm going to get called for jury duty. Well, no, you have a driver's license, so you stand a chance of getting called for jury duty if you have a driver's license. So, yeah. How was your week, anyway, Glenn?
Yeah, just normal week.
Yeah, I got it. Appreciate you calling in.
You can tell Robin us at heart.
I'll do that, buddy. I'll sure tell her. So,
okay.
Spring's coming. Thanks for the call.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Yep. All right. Lee and Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Good morning.
Good morning. Looks like one of your favorite fishing spots is off limits.
Yeah. That's kind of the base of what I called on this morning. The span between the two there, that bridge, is roughly, I think it's 850 feet.
Okay.
And the width of those massive ships, which seem to be getting bigger all the time, are, you know, when you think about it, it's the navigating under that bridge is. I would assume for these pilots and captains and whatnot is somewhat tricky.
No question.
When they pull off of their designated pier, wherever they're offloading, getting ready to head back out,
yeah,
there's usually two tugs, one on either side,
right,
that runs them up to the... not even to the bumpers there. There's two bumpers,
right,
on either side of the bridge, two round concrete bumpers. And those tugs, they're pretty. They're done with them once they've gotten to the point of where they just let them, they're moving straight.
Yeah.
And then when they're coming into the harbor, the escorts, the pilot meets them, I think, way out at the mouth of Patapsco, maybe even further. The pilot, brings them in.
Right.
And then the tugs pick them up on the inside of the Key Bridge, because I've seen it's kind of neat. They hover at the bumpers on the inside, and then the tugs will pick up the ship. Now, I'm not sure whether those ships shut down as they're, tied off or onto the tugs or what. I think they're still probably under some power.
Right.
But,
well, this ship was headed back out, wasn't it? This one wasn't coming in. This was going out.
Yeah.
And
obviously it was some sort of failure. Any other thing.
Question.
The investigation, they say, is going to take a year to 2 years or something.
Probably, they're talking all kinds of things. They're talking fuel. They're talking, there's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there as well. That's human nature to do that stuff. But, sometimes there can just be just gross mechanical failure.
That's probably the word is. Alan, you wonder, when your car needs oil change, if you get an oil change, or you're going to potentially have problems with the engine. And,
right.
The transmission's acting up, you go get it fixed. And, here's this boat, and these guys are run 24/7, other than when they're docked. They're showing their age, so there's probably maintenance issues on all these things.
Not only that, we don't know where that boat has been, where it's gotten fuel. I mean, Suez Canal being shut down, and perhaps low water there. All kinds of theories are out there that these guys get their fuel wherever they can get it. Who knows what kind of quality of fuel is being put into these giant ships around the world. The investigation is done, nobody's going to know. And, you can speculate, you can calculate, you can talk about it if you want. But, it's far better if you just leave it to the experts and,
And another perspective to put this in, I was thinking last night, look at our highways, the metal guardrails and jersey walls and cars going off the side of the road and in the walls and into abutments and stuff.
That's true.
What to say that this doesn't happen on the water? Well, yes, it did.
It did. It certainly did.
Some of it's mechanical error on the highways now. I think it's, aggressive driving and whatnot, but accidents happen.
No question.
Fortunately, this is beyond my comprehension. I'd be honest with you, I could, every time I'm fishing the Key Bridge, I've seen Eddie and my a couple friends, we were in there fishing, and they were bringing a large boat ship, container ship, into the gypsum plant,
mm-hmm.
and the wind got up. We actually seek shelter at the end of the bridge on the Baltimore County side to get out of the wind, and we watched this two tugs, Alan, pushing the this large cargo ship up to the gypsum plant. Well, they were losing it, Alan.
Oh, man, that's so good.
And it was no good, and guess where it's drifting back to? The Key Bridge.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So here's out of, I think it was Bain Brothers or one of the other tugs, they come booking out of Curtis Creek and get around. There's four tugs now on this thing out. I don't know how close the back end of this thing, but it wasn't straight, and it was heading towards the Key Bridge.
Man.
And just the fact, you don't hear about, there's other incidents that happen all the time.
No doubt. No doubt.
And a friend of mine who was telling me of hitting the dolphins at the end of Sparrow's Point.
Sure.
With a tug and took them out. So there's,
yeah.
There's things that happen.
I was going across the Bay Bridge one day, and I looked down, and there was a whale floating in the bay, like between 7 foot Noel and the Bay Bridge, and I'm like, that's a whale, and I just kept driving, and might have said something to somebody at that time, and sure enough, a couple of days later, there was a whale caught in a cargo ship that docked at the harbor. Well, yeah, it got hit by something. It was, it was being carried by a cargo ship. It lost it, and another cargo ship picked it up and brought it into the harbor, So yeah. I don't know if you remember that incident or not, but, I mean, that whale was floating free out in the bay there for a while,
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's all kinds of things happen, no question.
But it's unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, The worst thing is these workers that lost
no question
lives.
No question their hearts go out to their family, that's for sure.
And they aren't going to be able to recover the bodies and
not yet
not yet but it regardless it's a huge loss. And I'm either at the Bay Bridge or Key Bridge or
in the
Patapsco somewhere or something.
Sure.
But my son, the one column that they hit, he was on low tide. He could skip a bucktail up underneath of that column and catch rockfish till that second picture I sent you was him skipping his I was just net boy, but in that respect for our family, it's definitely gonna be missed. But
no question.
End of story. I'm at awe with this event.
Anybody that's ever traveled over that bridge, and I go into East Baltimore very seldom, but I've traveled that bridge a fair amount.
Yeah.
Not like the people who live there, but it's like you look at this thing, you get on one end, and you go to the other, and it takes a couple minutes, and you look at that video, and you go, that whole thing just gone.
Yeah.
In seconds, So
it's amazing that the support comms were a series of four. I think it was four columns that went up there. It wasn't a solid member of pier piling there. It was I think there was four that went down to the bottom. But I would imagine that whole piece, that whole structure there, it looks like it got completely wiped out.
Oh yeah.
Seeing how the boat is pushed up on top of it. But it'll be interesting. With the removal of the debris and some of these leaky containers. I didn't need to hear all that crap.
No, you don't.
The Patapsco's been looking awfully beautiful the last 3 years with not seeing red tides and all that. Let's just hope this. And Joe's going to buy us a new bridge. So that'll be nice. Hopefully fixes that train trestle that was up there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Amtrak's going to have to step up and replace those tracks that Joe traveled on the Key Bridge across, So, with that, I'm going to let you go.
With that.
All right.
Alan, have a good one, buddy.
Happy Easter, buddy. Thanks. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Backyard billies. Ah, yes, indeed. Backyard billies. I like to say when winter's coming, winter's right around the corner. Well, summer's right around the corner, too, And Backyard Billies has everything in Backyard Billies. Backyard and front yard and side yard and inside and outside. It's your go-to place on Kent Island for making backyards fun. Colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50. Right up there, coming off of Kent Narrows, you'll find swing sets and storage sheds and dog kennels and pergolas and gazebos and greenhouses and chicken coops and any kind of structure for your backyard is available at Backyard Billy's. On the bigger stuff, free delivery and setup within 60 miles. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Why not? Inside the showroom, there's the great barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. You'll see those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And don't forget, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those still chilly spring evenings if you want to go out and roast some hot dogs and some marshmallows. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region, with gas fireplace inserts, with electric wall fireplace simulators, which are beautiful, and the heat as well. And then you've got the pellet stoves, the wood stoves, the pellet inserts, the gas inserts, and the wood inserts for your fireplace. BackyardBillies.com is the place to go. 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B. Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop. Look, shotgun shooting sports, as Joe said, shotgun shooting sports are going to get a little more expensive if the 11% excise tax bill passes. It will increase the price of ammo and firearms another 5%. I'd like you to think about the 725 Satori Sporting over and under shotgun, or the Satori CXT, or the Satori White Lightning, that Satori series of shotguns at Clyde Sports Shop. They're all Brownings. Feature chrome-plated chambers, triple trigger systems, backbore technology, and Vector Plus choke tube systems. And if you like them for upland birds, there's a Satori that'll fit your needs as well. So think about that as far as shotgun shooting sports at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Baltimore, exit number 9. I say Lansdowne, it could be Halethorpe. It's 21227, whatever that zip code covers. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Clyde Sports Shop is your place to be. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras?
How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's come right back with our buddy Dale in Easton. Good morning, Uncle Dale. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you? I trust Robin's feeling better.
Feeling all right. Getting better. Yep, good. Getting better.
Good, good. So. You know, I saw in the news last night, you were talking about some of the hunting bills.
Yeah.
There was a bill, fishing bill put in that would authorize the department to be able to go to digital recording for commercial catches.
Okay.
And I didn't know whether you had seen that or not.
I had heard something about it. I don't know much about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was. I was never much of a fan of it before, but the more I think about it, Alan, the more I think it's not a bad idea. It would certainly be a more timely type data collection system.
Yeah.
Now, again, you're still going to have problems with it, but you got problems with the paper recording, too, so it's, you know.
That's true.
It's probably a trade-off, but one of the interesting comments I saw in the news last night was one of the commercial charter captains was saying that, well, they would be happy with it, but why don't they apply it to the other recreational anglers, which
exactly.
I thought was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
That would be a tough nut to crack, I think, because of the, you know, how big the recreational fishery is, but
yeah, exactly.
Certainly, Alan, the recreational data is sorely lacking.
It sure is.
You know, people complain about the commercial guys, and you know, you've got good guys and bad guys, but we have a better handle. The state has a better handle on their harvest than they do on the recreational people.
Sure. So. Yes, they do. I mean, and they're, you know, I agree with you. The recreational guy just, you know,
well,
I don't know.
Some of them think they're, you know what, don't stink.
Well, I know, but, there's less of a concern about conservation of the species, in my opinion, among the majority of the recreational anglers. I mean, you can say, okay, you know, we need to have limits for such and such and spawning and reproduction and, you know, sustainable fishery. And they'll get that. But, you know, you just want to catch as many fish as you can, and if it ain't the right size or if, you know, that's not the one you want to keep, we'll just throw it back and let Mother Nature deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not it's going to make it or not. So,
yeah, that's true. And there are other bits of data that would be very important to the department, effort, locations and things like that, that would be most important to the department.
Yeah.
Isn't it harvest?
I know you get the department emails. I'm sure they're in your inbox, you know, every time DNR offers a press release or something like that.
Yeah.
Were you able to go in and look at those scientific reports?
Jim Uphoff's paper? No, I
Jim Uphoff, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
But knowing Jim the way I do, it was probably top shelf stuff.
Oh, no question. It is, and it's very well worth the read, both of those.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to dig them out and take a look at them.
Yeah, that would be of interest to you. I mean, if you still have an interest, that would be something that would, I, it, 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 opened my eyes. And you know what else opened my eyes? And that's that the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries white paper, you call it a white paper, whatever they call it, I don't know, on striped bass management. I mean, it's quite an extensive piece, but there are gems in there that you can pull out, like the dead bycatch, dead discard,
oh, yes.
Not bycatch, dead discard numbers. You know, everybody says 9-10%. Well, yeah, that's the round number, but if you dig into the numbers, some of these reports are as much as 35%, depending on the time of year.
Many of the scientists who work with the SMSC from the other states are quite good, Alan.
Oh yeah,
but they know what they're talking about. So I mean,
sure.
Sometimes you know there is a bias as you go down the coast.
No, I mean, no question.
That was always an interesting exercise on my part to see that bias.
Depending on whose ox is being gored, right?
There you go. That's my old boss's favorite expression.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to get them down with you this week. My apologies
sounds
for
good.
Being so slow, but
that's all right.
Other stuff going on here right now.
I get it. I understand it. Other stuff goes on all the time. Very good, my friend.
My best to Robin.
Yes, sir. Happy Easter to you.
Same to you, sir.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye. There goes Dale. All right, let's see. Excuse me. Got to grab this, talk about this. There seems like when we have a good conversation, you just get thrown off track here and you forget about your sponsors, and we can't forget about our sponsors. Man, I talked to Mark Walters up at Madonna Seafood for quite a long time the other day. We had a good conversation about the crab industry and the restaurant business, and you know, he continues to support what we do here. Marilyn loves crabs, coming out here pretty soon, and Mark, for the 13th year in a row, is the advertiser on the back cover, and you know, he's quite a guy and quite a story. So, but I'm talking about Bell Creek Equipment right now. Bell Creek, Mark and his staff is having a open house on April 4th there in Preston. 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with fun and deals for the whole family. Baby goats for the kids. If you want to take kids and see some baby goats, that'd be fun. Caroline County Humane Society adoption dogs. Food and refreshment, too. You can browse the many tractors and mowers and UTVs and ATVs and accessories from the top names in the industry at Bell Creek Equipment in Preston. Branson Trailers, LS Trailers, including that beautiful camo, full camo tractor, full Mossy Oak camo, Gamekeeper's model tractor, limited edition of 100 in the country. They've got one sitting there. TYM, Bad Boy Tractors and Mowers, Coyote Tractors and UTVs, X-Mark, Hustler, excuse me, Spartan, CF Moto, ATVs and UTVs, Husqvarna Power Equipment and Echo Equipment. Financing is available, too. And there's a three-point hitch equipment out there like Tar River Tillers, Ironcraft, and No-Till Plot Planners. Those of you who are looking at food plots, or you know, brush hogging your land, or you know, taking out a hedgerow or something like that. They've got all the equipment right there. If you need any equipment for the farm or home, stop by during the Bell Creek Equipment Open House, 4th, 5th, 6th. That's this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Bell Creek Equipment, 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston. That's between Easton and Preston. Call 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. That number at Bell Creek Equipment is 410-673-2700. You'll be glad you did. Now, you're going to go past, if you're coming from Easton out Dover Road, you're going to go right past our buddies at Spurry's Tire Service on Dover and Elliott Roads. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. Morning, Brent. In Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they have Michelin, Yokohama, too. Spurry's Tire Service has the cars for your car, your truck, any make, any model, from Triumph to Triaxle. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. Garden tractors, farm tractors, all the farm equipment, even the big giant stuff. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurrier's has the tires. Any trailer, any ATV. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when the check engine light comes on. That dreaded check engine light, I hate when that thing comes on. They'll fix it. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, and our family. Brian, our daughter, was just there this week and got some tires. Satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. The website, SpurriesTire.com, 410-822-7384, Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories too. Tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till
till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
All responsible for our own actions, aren't we? All right. Hey, Fran, if you're out there listening, give us a ring on this Easter weekend. We'd love to hear from you. I hope you're doing okay. Our listeners love you and they're concerned about you. We keep hearing from different ones that are just concerned about you, baby. So give us a call. Thank you, Fran. All right, 410 WCBM 680, and we have Jordan. Good morning, Jordan. How are you, sir?
Good morning. A good intro bumper that you just played.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Always good bumper music.
Oh, yeah, we try.
Just wishing you, Robin, and family a blessed and joyous Easter. And just take care, take care.
Now, Passover doesn't coincide with Easter this year, does it?
Not this year. The first time for many years it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's because it's leap year in the Jewish calendar,
and
29 extra days are added, so it won't happen till April 22nd.
Right, but you're on a holiday weekend this weekend.
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend. I still have to do some work, so.
No, I mean in Jewish holidays.
No holiday weekend this weekend.
Not this weekend, okay.
Last weekend it was Purim.
Yes, Purim last weekend, correct.
Right, so this weekend no holiday.
Okay, got it. I got you. Well,
and the next one will be April 22nd.
Passover
will start, right.
Right, very good. Well, I appreciate the well wishes, my friend.
You're welcome. Anytime. You just take care. Regards to Robin and the family.
We will do that.
Be well. Thanks.
You as well. Thank you for the call, Jordan.
Bye.
Happy Easter and have a great holiday. Talk to you soon. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Well, let me take this opportunity to wish you and your family a happy Easter, Aaron, and just say publicly to our listeners that you do a great job behind the scenes answering the phone. You're very courteous. We'll hear reports back about how good you are with the callers on the line, and we thank you for your accuracy and your information as we do the Outdoors and Radio Show. So I just want to say, doing a great job. Yes, sir. So, all right. Our number is 410-WCBM-680. Do we have any more commercial breaks coming up, Aaron? Okay, well, I might talk about backyard billies one more time. My little jinx here, I've got two dogs on my lap. My 40-pound Bernedoodle is laying here across my left leg, and also on my lap is our little, what is she, Aaron? I can't remember these dogs' names. Anyway, a little mix, aren't you? A little mixed up Jinx. That's her name. Yeah, she weighs about 10 pounds. Yep, and here she is, a King Cavalier and a... I don't even remember what she is. If Robin's listening, maybe she can remind me. But she's a cute little crossbreed here, aren't you? Yes, you're bad, though. Yes, you are. You're bad sometimes. But right now, everybody's cool. All right, let's talk to Mark in Delaware. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you bet. I hope you and yours have a wonderful holiday, a great Easter.
We will. We've got family coming in a kind of a low-key deal, and we're just going to enjoy relaxing on Easter Day and remembering the meaning for the season, which is, of course, we've mentioned it before, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the biggest holiday in the Christian calendar. So.
Yeah, it is. It's a very holy day.
It is. No question.
Yeah. I have a question for you. What is,
okay.
What is all this rain going to have on fishing?
Well, fish are already wet.
What is thinking more about the salinity dilution, but...
Oh, well, maybe you should have said that. Rains like this in 2018 caused a catastrophe in the Chesapeake Bay region, and people don't realize it, but it was the drop in salinity in the wet season of 2017-2018 that led to the escape of the blue catfish from the Potomac River Basin, and led to its widespread distribution throughout the Chesapeake Bay, to which it has adapted very well. The biomass of blue catfish is unbelievable. I actually got to tour the processing facility the other day and watched the beginning. Not the boats coming in and dropping the fish off, but, you know, the ice down containers of these big blue catfish up to 25, 30 pounds. Followed that trail into the processing, the skinning, the portioning, the whole deal at the plant down here on Tillman. And it was quite interesting to watch all these catfish get turned into fish from whole fish into portion fillets. Very interesting process. So, there's not enough of the processing plants to process enough of the fish. There's not enough demand for blue catfish, although they're extremely good to eat. There's not enough markets, and the watermen are only getting paid at this moment, like 20 cents a pound, which is horrible.
Oh,
horrible, you know. I mean, I see it for $10 a pound in the market, but, you know, somebody in the... Everybody but the waterman's making money on the catfish, so...
It doesn't pay to leave the dock for that.
In a lot of cases, it doesn't. You're right. There's about seven or so guys fishing for them out of Rock Hall. They trot line for them, just like they do for crabs. They use a trot line process to catch these blue catfish. I'm very unfamiliar with that. Other fellows use, you know, the nets and that type of thing, the pound nets and so forth. But it is a very harmful species, and it's going to be the focus of Big Ass Fish magazine this year, is the blue catfish. We focused more on the snakeheads last time, but more on blue cats this year. So we'll see how that works out. That's one of the aspects, is that you can have that kind of detrimental effect. The other aspect is, the salinity is reduced. So what effect that has on the crab catch, or that, striped bass or anything else, unknown at this point. So some of those are tolerant, like striped bass. I mean, we have freshwater reserves of striped bass here at Liberty Reservoir and Piney Run Park are the two places I know where we have fresh, striped bass surviving and thriving and growing in freshwater without any access to salt water or anything like that. The crabs, they can take a certain amount of it, but, you know, is it going to keep them down the bay till things dry out? Is it going to keep them south? Where's it going to, what's it going to do to the crab population? We don't know yet, so... But it's certainly a lot of rain coming, another 2 inches this week from what I understand. Looks like rain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wall to wall. So, you know, I know one thing, it's not any good for delivering paper magazines.
No, because they are not, unlike fish, they are not wet.
They are not wet already, no. When they get wet, it's bad. So. But anyway, that's, I'm sorry I can't answer your question any more better.
No, that's an answer. It's not what anybody wants to hear, but it is an answer.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain saltwater species, like, you know, in dry years, we've had incredible saltwater species in and up the bay. You know, fish like pompano and other species that you see that you just wouldn't think would be here. But when the salinities are high enough, you get that influx off the Gulf Stream, and here they are, you know. Spanish mackerel is one of those, I believe. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a matter of dealing with it.
I'm worried about what's going to happen as far as EHD with the deer population. Wet spring, dry summer is usually bad. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. You take care, buddy.
You too.
Bye. All right. Take care. Happy Easter. Bye-bye. Let's see. Okay. Folks, there's the music. Get out and stay out. Think about the reason for the season. Think about the meaning of Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and his impact that his shed blood had on you, on our country, and across the world. Hug your family and have a great weekend.